This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the 9th of September 2006, Russell Hodge was on his way from Broken Hill to Dubbo on his Pride and Joy, a Yamaha FJR 1300 motorbike, when he saw an oncoming vehicle stray onto his side of the road. The accident that followed would change his life forever. Days later, his leg was amputated above the knee. Now he wants to help other young amputees through AmpCamp, an event that he runs with the support of the Amputee Association of Sydney. Russell Hodge is on the line. G'day, Russell.
G'day, Katrina.
What do you remember about the accident, Russell?
I remember most of what happened. I remember riding along. I remember identifying a car, doing strange things. I remember trying to get out of the way. And I remember kind of getting up on my elbow, looking down at my leg, thinking I'm in deep trouble here. And I remember that it wasn't very long before help arrived in terms of people saying, trying to help me.
Mm. I mean, you were in a fairly remote location somewhere near Ningen. So it sounds like help got to you fairly quickly, though, in spite of that.
Yes, I think people stopped. Yeah, somebody passerby stopped, gave first aid to me because I was bleeding, and somebody called the ambulance. And so I remember hearing the ambulance siren, thinking, gee, that was quick. So I was 30 kilometres west of Ningen. I got driven into Ningen. They took a quick look. I got taken to Dubbo, and then I was flown to Sydney from Dubbo.
And your wife, Sue, had to make that terrible decision to have your leg amputated. That must have been a really difficult decision to make on your behalf.
Look, it must have been terrible. She did have some good friends and my family around, but it came down to her having to make that decision.
What did the doctors say to her?
They said, well, there's really no option. If we don't amputate, Russell will die. There was really no option for her. So I think they just put it to her as plainly as they could.
And were you aware of what was going on at the time?
No, I was in an induced coma. And what they did is brought me up out of the induced coma so that Sue could actually tell me what was going to happen. And I tried to signal to her that I understood, but, you know, I had tubes down my throat and I couldn't speak. So it looked like I was trying to pull my tubes out to the nurse. I was actually trying to message sign that I understood. The nurses, they eventually worked out that was what I was trying to do, and they got a letterboard for Sue, and I was able to spell out some letters or a word that gave Sue the understanding that I knew what was going to happen.
That must have been a huge relief for her.
Yeah, I think so.
While you were in hospital, you actually, amazingly, met the man who was driving the car that hit you. Can you tell us how that came about?
You know, it was a funny thing because I had really had to think through how was I going to respond to him when I met him next, or, you know, if I ever had that opportunity. And I had decided my response couldn't be determined by his story. My response had to be determined by my story.
You decided to forgive him before you knew that it wasn't his fault.
That's right. Yeah, and I thought that was really important because a lot of us tend to react dependent on what the other person, what the reasons were, you know. But, you know, I think for me, I had to respond out of my own story, my own character, what's consistent for me. And so I decided that I would forgive him. And I had the opportunity that day to go and see him and express to him that I held no grudge against him or bitterness against him, but that I would offer my friendship to him and that he hadn't ruined my life. My life was bigger. Even though my life had radically changed, I didn't view that he had ruined my life. And I think he found it more difficult to cope with, you know, than I did in that regard.
And Russell, have you seen God's faithfulness throughout this whole ordeal?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's interesting that people I remember people saying to me, they bring in their theological kind of reasons for why things like this happen. They're not always that helpful. But definitely God's faithfulness has been kind of the whole way through. So many good things has come as a result of what happened to me that day, that I wouldn't turn back the clock. And I think my wife and our relationship deepened, and I had new opportunities to introduce others to God's goodness.
I'm speaking with Russell Hodge, who lost his leg in a terrible motorcycle accident more than 10 years ago now, and he's now running AMP Camp. Russell, why did you start up AMP Camp? What need did you see?
It wasn't my idea, well, strangely enough. I was at Teen Ranch in Cobbetty, Sydney, and I had been asked to go to Teen Ranch in 2010 and be a camp speaker for one of their school holiday camps. And one of the other guys who was with me there watched me as I was up on the high ropes and needing to be rescued by a girl who was working at Teen Ranch because I'd fallen off the ropes and I was dangling. Anyway, after I got down, and he said, that was awesome, that was great to watch. And I said, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And he said, you know, you should do something like this for teenagers who have had amputations. Hmm. I said, I don't know any teenagers who have had amputations. And I thought, but that's a great idea. I'll follow that through. So in 2011, we started the first AMP camp, and it's been an annual event ever since.
So just briefly, Russell, what actually happens on AMP camp?
We do all the activities that Teen Ranch have got on offer. They kind of get to do those kind of activities with others who are in the similar situation to them. A lot of the kids actually say they go to camps with school, but they hold back because other kids just do it so much easier, and, you know, so they don't have a go. You know, they're intimidated.
Yeah, I can imagine you'd feel self-conscious trying to do physical tasks.
So the activities include kind of, as I mentioned, the high ropes, the abseiling tower, horse riding, canoeing. But really, the other thing that happens is young people get a sense of a peer group that is for them and is championing them and is interested in them and is not just a camp, but for all year, an ongoing support network that they can call on.
So it's really about bringing them together to be with other people who have been through similar challenges.
Yeah, that's right. It's about building a community and offering, I guess, hope that you're not journeying in alone. There's lots of challenges that amputees face that people really don't understand or know about, just to have other people that you can talk with. I'll give you a little story. We had one girl who came to AMP camp from Perth, and she had lost her legs, both legs, below the knee. She got hit by a train. And she came to AMP camp, and one of the leaders of AMP camp, he was the same, two legs missing below the knee. Well, this girl was struggling with the feet she was wearing to walk, so I always have a prosthetist on at camp. And so he took the legs off the leader and put them on this young lady's legs. The feet off the leader's legs and put them on the young lady's legs. And, you know, she was just amazed at the difference. She could dance, she could run, she could jump, she could, just with having different feet. And so AMP camp's an opportunity for young people to try different things. And see what can be done. And as a result of that moment, we got behind her and people at AMP camp got behind her and organised for her to be funded with much better feet than what she was wearing.
Well, that's good to hear about that. Well, thanks for telling us in about it. And Russell, you still ride a motorbike, I believe.
Yeah, I do. I ride a Ducati Monster 696 now. Which is, a lot of fun.
I'm amazed that your wife lets you out on a motorbike.
She rides one too.
Good on her. All right,
hey,
thanks.
Can I just mention one last thing about AMP camp?
Yeah.
The aim is that we want to make this camp 100% accessible to every kid in Australia who should have an experience at it. And so we work hard to apply for grants and funding. This year we got knocked back on several grant applications, and so AMP Camp's funding has been severely cut for 2017. We're trying to raise about $20,000 between now and March so that we can cover the cost of the camp. So if anybody out there is interested in helping, I wonder if they could please contact the Amputee Association of Sydney.
Thank you, Russell. That is Russell Hodge, organiser of AMP Camp. It's for young people over 12 and it's on at Teen Ranch from Friday, March 10. More information or to make a donation, amputees.nsw.org.au.